Shalom Likulam, Ani Alex Lecher, Ani Rak Megamgem Beivrit, Az Ani Medaber Anglit. Hello, so here we'll deal with a few examples on how optimization and CPLEX in particular can help. We'll start with the London bikes, a tiny example, and then we'll see that machine learning is not enough, you need optimization, and that's easy, and we'll see that it can help everywhere. So this is a map of London. So if you want to visit Europe, I suggest Paris, but anyway, London is a nice city too. So in London, the weather can be very nice, like this, but it's very rare. It can be like that, so quite rainy, or like this. And according to how the weather will be, people in London will use the free bikes in different manners and will do on top of machine learning and on top of prediction about where the bikes will be used. Optimization will rebalance the bikes so that Londoners have bikes all over the place, all over London, in order to be able to ride. And every 30 seconds where you have a station that is either full or empty, then the operator will pay a fine. And that's why it's very interesting money-wise to optimize and use CPLEX for that. So I hope you got the idea, and I will now move to an example that is even simpler. But let me show you again that the London city is very happy with this bike optimization scheme. So do not hesitate to replicate. Optimization helps machine learning. So machine learning is very trendy topics today. But machine learning, let's say within AI, is only like the reptile brain, whereas optimization is the monkey brain. So you can do much more with that. And I like an article from IBM Research linking this with phase two in your brain and phase one. So phase two is optimization, phase one, machine learning. Another buzzword today is quantum computing. So with quantum computing in the future, we'll be able to tackle very difficult optimization problems, but up to now, you still need CPLEX. For even small problems like traveling salesman problem or job shop or portfolio optimization, CPLEX is still better than quantum computing. So now let me move to a very easy problem. You have 300 kids, you want to move to the zoo, and for that, you have 46 buses that cost 15 euros per kid, and 30 buses, 36 buses, 16 euros per kid. The goal is to minimize cost. So very easy problem, but you have everything that you have in any optimization problem. The cost, so the cost for buses, decision variables, how many buses 46, how many buses 36, and a constraint. You need to move 300 kids to the zoo. What can we do? So I gave that problem to a CFO for a large company, and he gave me this answer. So 746 buses and 136 buses. And that's quite clever because he could have used only 46 buses, but here he saved some money. But optimization and CPLEX will tell you in 1 millionth of a second that the optimal solution is 646 buses and 236 buses. So you see that you can save 120 euros on top of what the CFO already saved. So you see CPLEX optimization is about savings. So where are we in the analytics landscape? So where optimization is on top of predictive analytics, on top of tools like SPSS, on top of the question, what will happen? Optimization is about what should we do, and what should we do with a future you know, and what should we do with a future you don't know, that's stochastic optimization. And here you have a life cycle of analytics, and you can see that you can start anywhere but then most of the time you can add some optimization. So the model I told you about, so those bikes, so in words on the left, then in our modeling language in the middle, and Python in the right, but you can use many different ways to enter this kind of problem. It's translated in 23 languages. And by the way, so that's the Hebrew version, and Hebrew was the fourth most popular language after English, French, and Dutch. You can type your optimization problem within Watson Studio, an IBM tool, and Cloud Pak for Data. And every month, the IBM research in Israel, they have a very nice puzzle, and I have solved 50 of them with Cplex. So you can see that Cplex is not only about saving money, it's also about having fun. So here you have 11 coins. So that's one of my favorites. You have 11 coins and two are fake. You have four scales and you have to decide right now which scale to do in order to spot the two coins that are fake with little less gold than the other ones. So I like this problem because I was second for that puzzle 2 years ago and I still like it. And by the way, some people in emergency unit in the US, they have to survive, and you can think of COVID right now, but some of them, they also have this Ponder challenge in mind. So some savings at some large companies, savings that were checked by some guys who gave little prize like the Nobel Prize for optimization. So the first one is 20 million euro every year at Netherland Railways for planning trains. Red Eléctrica de España is the third one, so 50,000 euro every day. The second one is the Central Bank of Mexico in Deval. They saved $240 million in 18 months. And the fourth one is AIG, a hotel chain, by better pricing all their rooms all over the world. They managed to save $226 million. So optimization can be used on top of many tools, on top of Watson Studio, so the IBM tool for data science. So you can use Cplex there. You can also use another product, an IBM product, IBM Decision Optimization Center, that will help build a nice graphical user interface on top of any optimization model you built on Cplex. And you can also plug Cplex on top of Planning Analytics, the famous IBM tool to do business intelligence. And you can add optimization to Cloud Pak for Data, and I wrote an article about that last year. And it brings the good properties of the cloud, of the public cloud, but within your company, so in a private cloud. So that's hybrid cloud with Cloud Pak for Data, and you can add on top of that Cplex. Now, some details about how it works. So for all optimization problems, you have some inputs. In the inputs, you have some demand to be met. You have some available resources. You have some cost. You have some business goals, like the 46 buses and the 36 buses. You have an objective, minimize cost. You write a mathematical model, we saw that. And then the result is how many buses 46, how many buses 36, how to rebalance bikes all over London, and so on. Of course, that's not enough for many. So many users want to add on top of that what-if analysis. So they want to change some input and see what the impact will be. And also, they want to do collaboration with many people interacting with optimization and then trying to agree. So we have not been born there. We have been doing this for more than 30 years, more than 300 complex projects implemented, more than 1,000 customers, more than 300 software vendors relying on Cplex. So you see, this is a kind of a standard product, not enough used in Israel, unfortunately, but used already at Intel, El Al, and the Social Security, and some other companies like Bond IT. Thank you very much, and do not hesitate to contact me if you want further details.